The U.S.-Mexico border is more heavily patrolled today because of illegal drugs and immigration than at any time since the Mexican Revolution. Twin cities on either side of the international line feel more divided than ever. But for one afternoon earlier this month, a small segment of the boundary was temporarily erased. It happened on the border between the cities of Douglas, Arizona, and Agua Prieta, Sonora, for the running of an unusual binational horse race. NPR's John Burnett has an audio postcard.
Normally in the Sonoran Desert, a sturdy seven-strand barbed wire fence separates the United States from Mexico. But on this rare afternoon, explains Carlos de la Torre, director of the International Border Horse Race.
The international fence, it doesn't exist right now, just basically took it out. In lieu of that, we put a four-foot-high PVC fence, just as a way to show where the horses will be running.
Six pairs of horses will run a quarter-mile track, only yards apart, separated by the white plastic railing. The spectators, too, must stay on their side of the map, behind chain-link fences erected for the event. The U.S. Border Patrol has stationed agents with binoculars north of the racetrack, just in case. Aside from a scattering of sunburned Anglo tourists, the two festive crowds look remarkably similar. The men are in cowboy hats and sunglasses, and the women all wear tight jeans. There are stalls selling t-shirts and tacos and frozen fruit bars. Beer vendors and bookies are working both sides of the border. We're getting lots of $50 and $100 bets on the first race, says a grinning bookie in a Calvin Klein t-shirt holding a wad of 10s and 20s. The favored horse is the American one, called the Ball of Smoke, he says. By the time the first race is ready, nearly 2 hours late, the wind has picked up and people are shielding their faces from the clouds of orange dust. Down in the starting gate, the sleek quarter horses are fidgeting, and the boy-sized jockeys are squatting in the stirrups. Then they're off. The favorite American, Ball of Smoke, beats its Mexican challenger, El Bonanza, by half a neck. Douglas and Agua Prieta held the first international horse race in 1958 as a fundraiser for the Lions Clubs of both cities. Back then, the horses ran on opposing sides of the border fence out of necessity. An outbreak of foot and mouth disease in Mexico prevented U.S. horses from going south of the border. Over the years, horse races have been so popular in this area that roving quartets sing corridos, or ballads, about famous racehorses. After a 43-year hiatus after that first race, Douglas and Agua Prieta restarted the border horse race last year. They repeated it this year, on the 5th of May, a Mexican national holiday, and plan to make it an annual tradition. As the afternoon wears on, it becomes clear that this horse race is not about the horses. The race is a celebration of something else, something that flourishes here, in spite of the unnaturally bifurcated geography.
There may be a line, a fence that divides both countries, but it's one single community.
That's Rafael Romero. Born in Douglas, raised on both sides of the border, he now lives in Phoenix and works for the state education department.
When I was growing up, it was very common for you to be born in Douglas and to be raised in Agua Prieta. And to a large extent, there's a lot of people still that enjoy both countries. And the border happens to be a very unique culture. And you can see it here.
The race organizer, Carlos de la Torre, was also born in Douglas and raised in Agua Prieta. Now he's director of public works for the city of Douglas. Like many in the crowd, he has friends and relatives on both sides of the international fence.
Sometimes it's difficult walking up and down the racetrack, and they ask me, where do you belong? Do you belong in the U.S. or do you belong in the Mexican side?
Indeed, when the horses sprint down the track, it's difficult to know which flag to wave for whom. Because, as De La Torre explains, the nationalities blur.
When I first came out here, I was thinking this is kind of like the Olympics, where one country is rooting against another.
Right.
But it's not really like that, is it?
No, not really. It's just competition, friendly competition. That's all there is.
because the owners and the trainers and the horses themselves, they're so interchangeable.
Oh yeah, like this jockey, this guy that won this race, he comes from Jalisco.
He rode the American horse.
The American horse, right. He's gonna run on the Mexican side. He's gonna be the jockey for the sixth race. He's gonna be the jockey for them.
They say good fences make good neighbors, but occasionally, taking down the fence is good for the neighborhood. John Burnett, NPR News, Douglas, Agua Prieta.